This is More Knowledge, More Wealth with your host, Gabriel Shaheen. Gabriel is a certified financial planner and a registered investment advisor at Falcon Wealth Planning. This show does not intend to provide personalized investment advice through this broadcast and does not represent that the services or securities discussed are suitable for any investor. Investors are advised not to rely on any information contained in the broadcast in the process of making a full informed investment decision. More knowledge, more wealth on AM 590, The Answer. Now here's your host, Gabriel Shaheen.
Good afternoon. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. That's on every weekend. We're here excited to share with you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. Now, to the listener, you can always reach myself, my colleague here at Falcon Wealth Planning. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Call us with any personal questions you may have related to the show, finance, whatever the case is, anything that involves a dollar sign. Now, I'm a principal of Falcon Wealth Planner, a registered investment advisory firm. We are a fee-only financial planning firm that also has an investment management division as well. But we specialize in absolutely everything. So we got people calling us when they want to know when they can they retire, how much do they need to save for retirement, what type of risk levels can they be comfortable taking, how to avoid high fees, high costs, high commissions, how to save money on taxes, not just today, but in the future. Also looking at estate planning and insurance, just anything in regards to personal finance. That's what we do, and that's how we can help. All you have to do is give us a call. We are offering a free financial assessment. It's a $500 offer, and we will help relate any questions that you have to your personal financial situation. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Today, we are going to talk about people who have lost their jobs. And we're going to talk about the things that you have to make sure you do with your old retirement accounts. Now, it's not just roll them over and, you know, it's nothing that, it's more complicated than that, folks. Yes, roll it over into an IRA. I get it. And that's probably the advice you're getting. And the reason you're getting that advice is because the broker is telling you to roll it over so they can hurry up and sell you some product. That's why that's the advice that you're getting, because that's the only way they make money. So there is a large conflict of interest in the industry. You want to make sure you understand all the options that are available to you. Now, it's not just leaving it in a 401k or rolling it over or taking a pension or a lump sum. No. That is not what we're talking about here. There are certain things inside of your 401k that you have to be aware of, certain tax strategies that you have to be aware of. There is a lot of people. There's thousands of people. And the reason I'm bringing this up today is because we recently had a client that lost their job. And they came in wanting help of a rollover, but not for us to do it. They wanted to know if their bank is giving them proper advice, because their bank investment broker is telling them to roll it over. He wanted to know if that's in the best interest. He asked the broker, how are you getting paid? He said, you're not paying me. The products that I'm offering you is who's paying me. The insurance company is who pays me. You don't pay me. And so the client, who is now a client, but the person who came in, wanted to get a second opinion. And that's what I recommend that you do, folks. Get a second opinion. For those of you, forget it if you're lost a job, if you're nearing retirement, thinking about retirement, already retired, at a job for 30 years, it doesn't matter. Get a second opinion of your current situation and what things that you could be doing today that will help you throughout the rest of your life, and not just your life, your spouse's life, your kid's life, and future generations. These are important things that you just cannot miss out on. If you want help with that, if you want to review that, we are offering a free financial assessment. It's a $500 offer. You can take advantage of that. All you have to do is give us a call, mention the radio at 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, or visit our website, falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. We have offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. So we are talking about ways to handle your investments, your assets, your retirement at a previous employer, and what to do with that. Now, most of the advice you're going to get is roll it over. All right, well, let's talk about why you get that advice of roll it over. Let's just, because here's the thing. And I mentioned, I just said it, but I'm just going to reiterate it again. Right? What your retirement account is, that could be a pension, That could be a 401k, a 403b, a 457, your bank broker, whoever, another broker, investment advisor, financial plan, all those fancy names, is all they want to do is look at what you have in old retirement accounts so you can roll it over so they can sell you products. That's all it is. It's as simple as that. That's what they want. And if they sell you products, they get paid commission. They get paid. They do not get paid unless you roll over that 401k. That's why that's all they focus on. Now, the purpose of today's show and the segment that we have today is to highlight the pros and cons and the importance, the things that you should be doing, the important questions that you should be asking your custodian. What is a custodian? Who holds your 401k? Is it Fidelity? Is it Prudential? Is it Vanguard? Is it John Hancock? Whoever. Who holds your 401k or 403b or 457? And asking the certain questions that is important before you ever roll it over. Now, how come your advisor doesn't know it? Because your advisor just focuses on investments and nothing else. Because if he tries talking about anything more, it's more work. And more work for him, less time he has to sell other people junk. So you just want to make sure that you are doing the right things, asking the right questions, because this is money out of your pocket. You have to make sure you are doing the right things. By the way, if you're just joining us, you are listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. So we are focusing on the questions to ask when you call to see if you want to do a rollover. Then we're going to talk about if you should even do it anyway. Yet again, every advisor you talk to is going to want you to roll it over, unless they're a fiduciary advisor. What's a fiduciary, huh? A fiduciary advisor? What is a fiduciary advisor? It's someone who's legally obligated, legally liable, to do what's in your best interest. They can't just sell you junk. And don't take a word for it if somebody claims they're a fiduciary. Don't just take their word for it. That word means nothing. I need to see it on paper, especially if I'm going to give you my retirement of $200,000, $1 million, whatever. You got to see it to believe it. None of this, oh yeah, they told me. I don't care if they told you. They could tell you they're the president of the United States. Yeah. They could say whatever they want. They could tell, oh yeah, I have this for me and my spouse. Yeah, that doesn't matter. So the questions to ask when you're doing a rollover, the first question you ask is, now this one might seem silly, but a lot of Southern California Edison employees and a few other employees out there, they have money in after-tax money that they're not even aware of. So what's the question to ask? The first question you ask is, do you have any after-tax money in the retirement account? You have to ask that. Now, you might be wondering, how is that even possible that I have after-tax money in the retirement account? There are ways that 401ks were structured back in the day where it allowed you to put after-tax money in depending on when it was set up. So you want to make sure you ask the question of, do I have after-tax money in my 401k? So vital. Because here's the thing. If you do not ask that question, do you know what the custodian will do? They'll just mail you the check. And they'll commingle that with your 401k money. They'll commingle it. What are you saying there? What I'm saying is, if you had $100,000, and let's say $10,000 was after-tax money, if you take that $100,000, and if you don't mention this to them to send the after-tax money separately, they'll send you one check for $100,000 to move into an IRA. Now you just commingled it inside the new IRA. And if you don't tell the advisor, they won't code the account, which means you now paid tax on that money twice because you never got the tax deduction for the $10,000. And now that money is being invested in a tax-deferred account. Then when you take it out, you got to pay tax on it again. It's absolutely ridiculous, folks. You have to make sure you ask that question. It is absolutely vital. And a lot of investment advisors, financial advisors, they can call themselves what they want. They don't even ask that question. Why? Because they don't care. Why do they care about your financial situation? What, Gabriel, that doesn't make sense. They're a financial advisor. They're a financial consultant. They have to. Well, no. All they care about is the products they're offering to you and how they're going to get paid. That's what they focus on. It's YTB, yield to broker, how much they're going to make from what they're offering to you. That's what they focus on. So you got to take it upon yourself. I pray that you got an advisor that makes the asks the questions, looks at your tax return so they can understand your full financial situation, see what tax strategies are available to you, because this 401k account or 403b or 457 or whatever it is that you have at your employer, they have to make sure that they understand your full financial situation and the strategies that can enhance it. And one of it is just a simple question of, do you have after-tax money in that 401k? And you will be surprised at the number of advisors who do not ask that question. If you are working with an advisor, if you are thinking about doing a rollover, if you did a rollover and didn't ask that question, there is still time to make changes and help. Folks, we can help you with that. Our free financial assessment helps assess your full financial situation and goes over every question that you want answered. That's what we do. It's a $500 offer. We are offering that to you, the listener, at no cost. All you have to do is give us a call and reference that you heard us on the radio. And we can help make sure that you take full advantage of this tax strategies available in your one of your old retirement accounts. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website, falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. We can help analyze your situation and make sure that you are taking full advantage of the tax strategies of a rollover, assuming you even want to do a rollover, assuming you even need to do a rollover, because there are times maybe it makes sense to leave it in that 401k, and we are going to talk about the reasons why to leave it in there, plus an important strategy for those of you who are work for a publicly traded company. We're going to talk about what strategies are available to you and what you should be checking into in your 401ks, because there could be thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars potential savings for you. Give us a call if you need help. We can offer a free financial assessment for you. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Folks, why don't you just stay with us? We're going to go on a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about fantastic tax strategies for your 401k. Stay with us. This is Gabriel Shane, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. We hope you're enjoying the show, going over all things in personal finance. Every week, we go over taxes, Social Security, retirement planning, investments, ways to protect you from what's out there. If you need help with that anytime, or what we're talking about sounds like you, we are offering a free financial assessment that can help relate this show to your personal situation. We are offering that for free at no cost. Give us a call at 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Enjoy the rest of the show. We look forward to serving you.
AM 590, The Answer.
Welcome back, folks. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth, here on every weekend. We're talking to you about important financial topics that nobody wants to talk to you about. How come they don't want to talk to you about? Because they don't get paid for these conversations. They get paid for selling you junk. And sadly, that's what it is. At the banks that you bank with, at the brokers that are out there, the ones with the big signs on the buildings, those are the ones that are selling you junk. They get paid by the products they offer. Don't you think that's a conflict of interest? Yes, that is a conflict of interest. And the sad part about it is they don't train these advisors about the strategies that's going to help increase your wealth. They train these advisors by what products to sell you and to get you to buy into them. That's what these people are trained to do, on the products they have to offer. Nothing else. They don't do any tax planning, any tax strategies. You know what they tell you? Go talk to a tax advisor. But here's the sad part. The accountant that you have, no bash on them, but they don't look at tax strategies. They do tax preparation. They focus on the past. Focusing on the past is like a historian. That's what the focusing on the past is. You want somebody to focus on the future. Someone who's proactive and understands what your financial situation looks like in the future. Factoring in your mortgage, your property tax, your taxes, your Social Security, pensions, everything that factors into what your financial situation looks in the future. Then you can get a better idea of what to do with your retirement accounts, whether it's a 401k, a Roth 401k, or any type of tax strategies in between. So be aware when you go to your bank broker or any advisor out there or insurance person or whatever they are that tries to sell you junk, and ask if they focus on taxes. Ask if they are a fiduciary, someone who's legally obligated to do what's in your best interest. And you want to make sure that they take a look at your overall financial situation. Because I promise you, if they're not looking at your taxes, then what are they looking at? What? They're just looking at your investments? There's so much more important parts to your financial situation than just your 401k statement. Are they even asking if you have anything else? And that's what leads to the questions of proper questions to ask a advisor that's helping you of what strategies are available to you. It is so vital because these advisors will not ask the questions that I mentioned in the first segment. And that first segment was talking about if there's any after-tax money in a 401k account. They don't care because they're going to get paid either way. And actually, it'll make it more complicated because then if you do have after-tax money, there's one of two things that can happen. Number one, you can take the money. They'll literally send you a check. You don't have to pay taxes on it. Why? It's after-tax money. You never even got a write-off for it. And if you take the money and run, guess what? They don't get paid from it. You think they want that? No, they don't. So they don't even want to deal with the mess. Sadly, that's what you got. That's who you're working with. That's why they didn't ask that question. Sad part about it, folks. Number two, it'd have to go into a Roth account. So you could take that after-tax money and roll it into a Roth account because a Roth account was after-tax money. Yet again, that makes it more complicated for the advisor. They would have to sell you a new product. Now there's two accounts instead of one. More work for them for the same pay and arguably less pay. So you want to make sure that you understand what questions to ask and who you're working with because sadly, you will be the loser if you don't know the type of person you're working with. Now, if you need help with any of these scenarios to make sure you didn't make a mistake that can still be corrected, if you want to make sure that you are retired and if you're eligible for these tax strategies, if you just want a sounding board or just wanted to get a second opinion, we can help with that, folks. Just give us a call. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website, falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. We can help give you a free financial assessment. It's a $500 offer. We can help offer that to you at no cost. So keep that in mind when you are wanting to work with someone that they're not even doing what's in your best interest because they're trying to sell you a product. So the question to ask, there's two main questions. Question number one is, do I have any after-tax money in there? Question number two is, if you work for a publicly traded company and you have company stock in your 401k. So these are the Boeings of the world, the Krogers of the world, Johnson & Johnson's, ADP's, Allergan's, Gilead's, people who offer company stock inside the 401k, Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, any of those, Wells Fargo. You have to make sure that they offer company stock in the 401k. And if they do, you have to ask for something called an NUA, Net Unrealized Appreciation. This is so vital, and a lot of advisors don't ask this question, don't take advantage of it, or anything like that. You have to make sure you ask this question because your advisor is not, because yet again, it's more complicated, more work, and it delays the rollover process, but it's to your advantage. You have to make sure you understand that, and I'm going to explain that to you, what an NUA is, because your advisor didn't ask, and if you're wondering why, I just said it wasn't to their advantage. More work, less pay. By the way, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth, talking about all important topics of personal finance and trying to protect you of what's out there. So keep this in mind, folks. You want to make sure that you ask your 401k company where you have your money if you're eligible for an NUA, Net Unrealized Appreciation. If you are, what this allows you to do is take the stock out of your 401k. When you take that stock out of that 401k, when you do that, you only pay tax on your cost basis. Huh? What does that mean? What that means is if you work for, we'll call it Walmart because they offer this. Let's say you bought Walmart stock and it's now worth $100,000 in your 401k. Maybe you only put $10,000 in it and it grew to $100,000. But $10,000 was your original investment. You can take out that $100,000 out of your 401k and you only pay tax on $10,000. You only pay ordinary income tax on $10,000. That means the $90,000 of growth has preferential tax treatment. What is that preferential tax treatment? That preferential tax treatment is capital gains tax, which could save your taxes in half or altogether, 100% of it, depending on your financial situation. Yet again, these advisors are not even looking at your taxes so they can even give proper recommendations where you can take out up to $100,000 in my example and pay virtually nothing in tax. Normally, if you take $100,000 out of a retirement account, you might have to pay $50,000 in tax, depending on your tax situation. In this example, maybe you take $100,000 out and you maybe pay only $15,000 in tax. Well, holy smokes, there's a big difference between 50 and 15 But the advisors don't care for that. That's where our recommendations come in. That's where our help comes in, is for items like this, where we will help make sure that you don't lose any loopholes in your financial situation, or your advisor, or whatever they want to call themselves, they're not advising anything, the order taker, or no, that's not really an order taker, the salesman, the person who's selling you things, because they're not giving you financial advice, they're not consulting you, so the salesman that you're working with, the commission-based salesperson that you're with, you want to make sure that you are dictating that relationship. But and if you're not, and if you actually need help, find a financial planner that will help, who is, has the designations, the experience, the education, the knowledge to give you what you need to save those tens of thousands of dollars. Heck, that's why you hired this person at your local bank or advisory firm or around the corner, is because they have that experience. But guess what? More times than not, this past week, we had a few circumstances, actually. One of them was not fully done yet, that they were never asked a question, and it screwed up their strategy of saving thousands of dollars. Because here's the thing. If you forget to do that, my goodness, a lot of these things are irrevocable. Not saying that it still can't be fixed, but it is extremely, extremely hard. And yes, some of it cannot be fixed. But to double check that, to make sure that you're taking every avenue, every course, every recourse possible to make sure that you are in the best financial situation, give us a call. This is what we specialize in. We want to make sure that you are not overpaying, being in high costs, high commissions, and making sure there's no tax strategies that are available to you. We can help with our free financial assessment where we can analyze your full financial situation, where you are today, how retirement looks like, tax strategies that are available, investments, including your 401ks, also looking at insurance and estate planning. Now, even though we don't do trusts, we don't sell insurance, and we don't do taxes, we just pride ourselves in being specialists in those areas. We can help with that at no cost. Just reference you called from the radio. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Other things you got to take a look at, folks, is if you are under the age of 59 and a half, there are tax strategies that you can do by leaving your money in your retirement accounts. Yet again, you got to talk to an advisor, not the ones that are commission-based, ones that are financial planners. Fee-only planners are the way to go. Fee-only, those are the ones that are fiduciaries. So keep that in mind. We want to make sure you don't make this mistake. Sadly, many, many people are making those mistakes. So as we close out the show, holy smokes, it's been a quick 30 minutes. We want to thank you for tuning in with us this weekend. You can always reach myself or my colleagues here at Falcon Wealth Planning. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Call us. We'll have a personal, confidential conversation. We want you to tune in every weekend as we go over all important topics of personal finance. You can always join us. Listen to our podcast that we have. Just search More Knowledge, More Wealth. Our goal is to give you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. We want to thank you for listening. We want you to enjoy your afternoon. We want you to have a great week. God bless.